This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Number for you is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight you've got Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Adam.
Adam Kokesh joining us here on this episode as we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Richie, I don't know if you had more on this story about the stateless people. I forgot to ask you that.
Yeah.
Is there more to that?
Yeah, we can get into it.
Right. Well, it's going into the religious aspect of it, so if you want to get into
where they're
that.
Cracking down on Muslims in India and they're keeping them off the citizenship rolls. We'll get back into it, but we've got some calls here. Let's go to the phones, to the phone. We have Maj Toure with us from Philadelphia. Hello, Maj.
All right.
Yo, what's up, yo? How you feeling?
Welcome to the program. What were you calling about tonight?
I called it just holler at Adam, man. What's up, brother? How are you?
Hey. I think Maj deserves an introduction here as Black Guns Matter.
I've never had the privilege of meeting him, so yeah, could you do the introduction?
Yeah, well, Maj is an incredible activist who goes into inner city communities and advocates for safe and an appropriate use of firearms and does education and training and incredible outreach to a demographic that, you know, the libertarian community as a whole has not been effective at reaching out to. I got to host him along with Cynthia McKinney and LaTanya Whittington at the Black Community Outreach Panel at the Libertarian National Convention last year, and they were all amazing. So Maj is also enthusiastic about getting Cynthia recruited and active and supporting the LP. And he is running for city council in Philadelphia, and I think it would be cool to
not
have
a gun-friendly city, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Maj, so, what's the status with gun rights in Philly these days?
good
answer.
Philly, right. Philly's, put it lightly, Pennsylvania state constitution says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be questioned. That's Article 1, Section 21. That's what it says. Philadelphia says, and we're in an open carry state. I don't open carry, but whatever. You do whatever you do. But Philadelphia says it.
On that here, we're going to give you one more chance, but you've got to remember you're on broadcast radio.
Oh,
and normally one mess up and you're gone.
I know, Maj, it's hard because this show is so awesome, you wouldn't think it's on the radio.
Yeah.
Right. Yo, literally, I'm like, are you talking about that too? Oh, that's dope too. So I'm still thinking like, oh, they're not pulling punches. But yeah, my bad, y'all.
No, yeah, yeah. So, I apologize. We're actually a broadcast radio show heard on like up to 200 radio stations.
Right. So basically, yes. Philadelphia has we're going to create statutes that violate Pennsylvania state constitution. But that's in essence where we at with things in regards to.
And when you say we, you don't mean you. You mean the Philadelphia City Council. They're the ones that are doing this.
City Council, but I try not to separate myself because we as a society are society, you know. Our quirks, our idiosyncrasies, our lack of knowledge, our lack of will to apply the knowledge, you know, it festers. I mean, politicians can only do what we allow them, you know, and so we've gotten to this point, you know, and I'm here, I'm a citizen here, you know, and so, you know, but I'm definitely not pushing those policies. That's part of the major reason, one of the major reasons why it's very important for me to, you know, for this run for city council. Because of the fact that we got to have those voices that aren't going to turn on freedom and liberty, have those voices in that peer group, you know, as well as outside. So, you know, I'm going to push for, you know, a lot of things need to get repealed on my watch, and that's really one of the goals. But yeah, our city's very anti-gun because they're very, very unconstitutional in regards to respecting the constructs that predate, you know, somebody's will to just want to change them. So, you know, but it's all good. Once we, like Adam was saying, once we get urban America on board, especially in places like Philadelphia, once we get them on board, we can, you know, we can right the ship a bit, you know.
Well, tell me something about your history, Maj. I mean, where were you born in Philly? Were you always freedom friendly, or was there certain, you know, life changes or events that happened to you to kind of lead you in this direction? How'd that happen for you?
So yeah, I'm born and raised in Philly. You know, I'm a reformed scumbag. I'm a dude that was doing everything like wrong. And it's like at a certain point, you start to see, you know, like the ground shrinking under your feet. And it's like, look, you gotta like be more responsible, dude. You gotta like, you know, run back a bit. When I was in high school, I used to get blasted and like take tours of like City Hall and take tours of like the Masonic Temple and all the Constitution Hall. Just take these tours. Back in the day, a lot of them used to be free. And I would go to these places and I'm like, yo, this is like our city. And you know how when you live in a city, you tend to not be touristy. But I would be touristy in that regard. And Philadelphia has such a rich history in that regard. And so I had that information in my head. You had the Thomas Jefferson. You have the, like, Independence Hall is up the street from, like, my high school. Mm-hmm. And so you have all of this stuff, and then the juxtaposition is you go back to the hood, which is, like, grimy, and nobody mm-hmm. else goes there. The thing that you recognize is nobody from the community recognizes how much they are patriots. You know, like, redcoats running in your house is the police. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Running in your house without mm-hmm. not respecting your Fourth Amendment rights. And so when you start studying that or even going on them tours, for me it was like, yo, this is not right. And so I would match those ideologies with other people that I would study ideologies. I can see why Malcolm X is a freedom fighter. I can see why Patrick Henry is a freedom fighter. And then, you know, I was a movie buff. You know, I sold a ton of movies, like DVDs. So then movies are stories, and you start to, you know, connect those dots that either, A, maybe they don't connect, but you're making them connect, or they do connect, and someone is not, you know, connected, helping you connect those dots. So for me, it was all of those things. And then fast forward a bit to start Black Guns Matter, I would travel around with my own music, and I would go to these big major cities anyway. So I would develop relationships with guys and women that were, like, friends at a certain point, and I would go back, like, you know, 6 months later, yo, what happened to Kurt? Yo, he caught a gun charge. Oh, man, who'd he shoot? Mm. Oh, he didn't shoot anybody. Nobody. He just had mm-hmm. the gun. Right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so you go to five cities, and it's the same thing. It's like, yo, this is an organized phenomenon. This ain't an accident. You know what I'm saying? And so a lot of those dudes would just be like, you know, they just didn't know what to do. So they bought the gun lawfully, had it on them, and they were in a city, oh, you got to have a license to carry. And they just didn't
know. And you don't know.
You
know, yeah. Nobody goes into this. Nobody goes when you travel somewhere and checks the laws first. Right? Oh, I need to read. I need to bone up on my Baltimore.
What's illegal here? Right.
Did you have a question?
I sort of did, because he mentioned the guns, but he also said in Pennsylvania the amendment said the right shall not be questioned.
Uh-huh.
And I never got, I would like a distinction on how what that exactly means versus shall not
it
be
means,
infringed.
It means if you are our state constitution, each state, I mean, you guys know this. I'm just saying it for some people, just a backdrop. Y'all know this. States are their own individual sovereign spot. Like, yo, the individual is its own republic per se, but the states is its own thing. So our state was like, your right as a citizen of Pennsylvania, I'm paraphrasing, that right to keep and bear arms shall not be questioned. There's no question. You have an
I mean, I don't like that language because that's anti-First Amendment, right? I hate to say First Amendment to mean free speech, but like, no, you can't even question this. Like, don't ask.
Well, you can't question it, and they prohibit it. Apparently so.
I also want to know what the practicality means.
But we're also going to take away your rights, and you don't get to question that either.
Question that either, right? We'll use the same gun. Don't question that either. You know what I'm saying? And so,
if you were carrying down the street, you could just carry, and they couldn't question why you had a firearm. Is that the idea?
A lot of America was like that. America was like that a lot before.
Sure.
A lot more before emancipation of melanated beings in America.
Mm-hmm.
All of America at a certain point was a constitutional carry country. You can have a gun, you can carry it, you can do what you do with it. It's a tool. It's like a screwdriver, you know,
useful
what I mean?
In bear attacks and, you know, gator attacks.
Right. Yeah, or whatever. Or, yeah. Hey, there's some more tyranny coming. We might have to tool up.
Too.
It's the same concept. And so, you know, and that was a part of that. And then so over time, we got silly. Our level of we've allowed ourselves to be manipulated. And sometimes it's not even as other people, Adam. will fight against that.
Hey, can we, Maj, can we get Maj for another segment?
Do you want to hang on,
Philly?
Maj?
Yeah, talk about his race.
Can you stick with us here?
Right.
Maj Touré is with us here from Black Guns Matter. I see his website on his Twitter is officialblackgunsmatter.com. I believe that is the. We'll confirm that with him here in a moment. And we got more on the way. If you've got a question, you're welcome to call into the toll free number 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, this is Free Talk Live.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition with you tonight, Ian.
Richard
and Adam.
And yes, indeed. We're going to continue. Maj Touré is still on the line with us. He's calling from Philly. But I also want to make sure you know about My Magic Mud. It's black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. It's a completely natural product. You can swallow it if you want to. It's totally fine. And it's clinically proven to whiten your teeth. It's an amazing product, and that's why it's been picked up over the last several years by some major health food stores now. Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, even Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle has My Magic Mud. And you can get it as well by going to MyMagicMud.com and use code FTL. FTL20 to get 20% off of your order. It doesn't have to be their classic tooth powder. They've got toothpaste and mouthwash as well. All of it completely natural. It's a great product. I use it here at the studio, which is also where I live.
I use it. It's so good. You only have to brush your teeth like once or twice a month. It lasts a long time when you do it that way.
You're talking about with the tooth powder, right? It's like right. You still need to use toothpaste.
No, the toothpaste.
Yeah.
No, the toothpaste.
So there's the powder, the original product,
right,
that you can use occasionally.
Are you supposed to use it more than...
No.
Do you not brush every day, I think, is the real question.
Well, it's really good toothpaste, so I don't have to do it twice a month.
You're joking.
Twice a month is... No one's complained.
Except your girlfriend.
Which is why I don't have one.
Oh, all right. Well, I got the website wrong. By the way, it's mymagicmud.com, code FTL20. I got the website wrong. I was looking, Maj, I was looking at your Twitter, at least what I believe to be your Twitter. It's at BLKGuns, M-A-T-T-R. And it says here, official blackgunsmatter.com. That site does not work. Is there a better website for our listeners to visit about you?
Yeah, I took it down. At MajForPhilly.com. That's for the city council run.
Maj the number four or Maj the word four?
Both, actually.
Okay, good.
You got to park both of either.
Smart.
He's on it.
That's smart.
Yeah.
All right, MajForPhilly.com, that's your campaign site. Is that election this year or is it 2020?
Yes, this year. It's November the 5th. Remember.
It's a great year for running for office. We've got a guy running for mayor here in Keene. He changed his name legally to Nobody. He's one of our co-hosts on Free Talk Live. So
Nobody will solve all of King's problems.
Well, I actually have a chance to vote for Nobody. So, Adam, did you have a question about the campaign for Maj?
Well, yeah, I think Maj, I'd like you to give, you know, whatever background on your campaign in terms of the timing and the demographics is appropriate to answer this question. But what I would like you to answer is the gun issue really what's reaching your constituents there? And if not, you know, who are the constituents and what are the key issues? Where's your angle? And as a libertarian, I think you're running in a nonpartisan race, so you don't have to lead with that. But what's connecting with your base in this race?
The irony is both Philly's 80% Democrat. It's an overwhelming majority. The beauty of the thing is we're at a time right now where the hood has always understood liberty once presented to them. You know what I'm saying? So, for example, the thing right now everybody's talking about is these red flag, you know, violations, because that's what they are. They're not laws. They're violations.
The government can just make an accusation against somebody of, like, say, domestic violence and just take all their guns.
Yep. And so as a person who has had, I fought a false rape charge, and it was exonerated. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so things of that nature for the hood, I've shared my experiences, and dudes in the hood have horror stories. They're like, yo, you know, and this has historically happened. So when we say in that demographic, you know, this is the reason why you don't want one of these red flag laws. And they go, oh, that is easy. Because they understood, look, I just want to be left alone. I'm going to leave everybody else alone. You know what I mean? People should leave me alone respectfully, not out of, you know, fear or like, you know, I don't like you, you know. So when you translate that message from a person that already is from the demographic, that languaging, the hood is libertarian. They are.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, we just got to do a better job.
I think it's true of everybody. I think it's true of a lot of people. I mean, there are some people that like to be, you know, like, that love telling people what to do. We don't want to talk to those guys.
As libertarians, we have a bad habit of projecting our ideals, and everybody's a libertarian, they just don't know it yet. But I think
it's true of a lot of people. I don't mean everybody.
One of the things that came out on the panel we did last year that was really powerful is to really understand that Black Americans have faced unique challenges around government.
Sure.
And
right.
that we have really failed as a movement in terms of competing with the liberals or the Democrats.
Absolutely.
In terms of hearts and minds and understanding of that. And it's the biggest opportunity for growth for the freedom movement to connect Black America to, hey, the reason you have suffered this unique way in America is because of government.
Because of the state, yeah.
Right.
Sure.
And explaining that it's not even a sell. It's a conversation. And then, you know, my demographic goes like, word. Now, what was they called? Libertarians? Yo, I'm going to look right to that. You know what I'm saying? And so the rank and file, the heart, we are a very liberal city, but that's out of tradition and fear. You know what I'm saying? And so because of that, the principles, I mean, we the working class people that have that understanding, I think that the Republican Party was doing a good job with that whole, like, Blexit thing. But then, even then, it's like, yeah, but nah, I'm still not touching certain points. You know, my demographic is like, nah, I'm still not feeling certain things. But when you give them that conversation of freedom and liberty, it's there all day. So, rank and file wise, the hood, they love this conversation. I got dudes from the hood coming to next year, coming down to the, you know, to the national convention, and they like, yo, and as they're finding out more and more, you know, again, it just harkens back to, like I said earlier. It's almost like I'm walking my hood through those tours that I was taking back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's almost like I'm taking them through, you know, yo, this is what this says on this paper. I know that there was contradictions, and the contradictions are clear. I think what's resonating is the fact that I'm just saying, like, yo, a lot of these dudes were saying freedom, freedom, freedom. Oh, but yeah, we're going to own people. You know what I'm saying? And because I'm not afraid to expose that contradiction, but still go, yeah, but this construct is still legit. This actual, you know, like...
There were some good ideas. They were, you know.
Yeah, there's some ideas in there. And then contrasting that with, yeah, this dude was like, yeah, freedom, my name's Thomas Jefferson, I wrote the Declaration of Independence. But my man, you know, Thomas Paine was like, nah, bro, like, you own people, I'm not doing that. Like, sorry. T-Pain was just like, no, thank you. And showcasing that demographic, it's the same thing. It's like I'm literally watching, like I did, go through, like, yo, William Penn did that. Like, yo, they wrote this town based on what principles? I can see those wheels turning, and you know, it's been tremendously eye opening. Now the key is how can we turn them into? We got to get them. This is what I fear, and it's a real fear. I fear that we get them turned on to this liberty concept, and then there's the few scragglers of the Libertarian Party, or not even in the party, really, that may not be as inclusive or it's kind of like we still kind of used to, like, having these philosophical debates, and now when you run into people that don't have, you know, green people, you got to be more inviting.
We have to act more like normal people, unless, like, INTJ, white, nerdy male, spamming for Ron Paul from our parents' basements. Maj, we'll work on it. But, hey, I want to get this last plug in. Maj, your race is one of the few that it's really worth libertarians all over the country getting behind.
So
you're doing this outreach. Please donate. MajForPhilly.com.
MajForPhilly.com. Hey, Maj, feel free to call in anytime with campaign updates, interesting things that happen. We'd love to hear from you. I really appreciate your time tonight. Thanks for joining
us. Absolutely. Thank you.
Great talk. More coming up.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Now, a Category 5 storm, Hurricane Dorian, is slowly moving across the northern Bahamas. Joy Diberlew is director of the Ministry of Tourism for the Bahamas.
We know that Hurricane Dorian is a very slow-moving hurricane. I don't think anyone expected a hurricane of this intensity, 185-mile winds, but when you add the gusts to that, over 220 miles, this is extreme.
The storm is expected to curve northward as it closes in on the Florida coastline. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster declared,
after extensive consultation with local county emergency management officials, I'm issuing a mandatory evacuation starting at noon on Monday, September 2nd.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Adam.
Don't forget to check out more of Richie Rich on his website and podcast, The Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
What's the latest over there?
So there was an extended article this week that I went through because we couldn't get together on a time.
A solo episode?
Solo episode, okay. But basically the difference between freedom and liberty kind of through history.
The difference?
The difference.
Okay, that does sound like an interesting discussion, because some people would say there is no difference.
Right, and I have used them interchangeably in the past as well.
Have you changed your mind about that? Is there...
I see the point. I see the point. Mm-hmm. So basically, freedom is an internal phenomenon. Like, I have the mental freedom regardless of my external situation.
And liberty is external.
Liberty is external.
Okay, that's interesting. I could see that, too.
Right.
For sure. So we're going to continue here with more of your calls and thoughts. Check him out at anarchistexperience.com as we go back to the phones, to the fun. Jason is in Nebraska watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to share a little bit of information that I heard on the news a while ago. Here in Lincoln, Nebraska, I guess we're going to get a new facility. I don't know if it's going to be a Google or an Amazon building, but I guess they're going to build one not too far away from here in Lincoln. So.
Hmm.
I just wanted to share that. Also, I got a little story. I don't know if I can share it.
Is that meaningful to you in some way that there's going to be a new facility there? Like, I mean, new businesses open all the time, right? Like, what?
Yeah. I mean, it just seems kind of. I mean, they had Verizon come out here, a call center, and that kind of failed. And I'm just wondering if this is one of those things where Google or Amazon might fail too. I mean, they still got the call center sitting out here. No one, I don't think anyone's rented it out or
do you know what kind of facility they're putting up?
I the news was very vague about it. In fact, they didn't say whether it was Amazon or Google. I think it's just
what are you smiling about over there, Adam Kokesh?
I think I know the significance of Amazon or Google putting up a massive facility in somewhere Nebraska, and it's the same reason we have military bases in every single congressional district.
Go on.
Just as the military is part of the United States federal government, these tech giants have become extensions of the government in many ways. They need to be able to bribe congressmen effectively locally. They need to have in every state to have a connection to every senator, to have a reason for pork barrel spending to come their way. They need to have facilities in every state. And so they're going to spread out. They're going to be that massive national presence the same way the military is for generally the same reason.
Interesting theory.
Nebraska then is strategically important because it's kind of the central location for the continent.
Well, it's not a theory, Ian. It's just a narrative that possibly explains what we're actually seeing, where you see, like, New York, there's the big debate about Amazon setting up a facility there and getting tens of millions of dollars in tax subsidies or something ridiculous like that.
Right.
They're kind of shopping around. They're looking for the best deals, but they also know that they can influence politics nationally if they can buy congressmen and senators at the state level.
Jason, what else did you want to share? Go ahead.
Oh, well, just a brief mention. I was at work, and, it was around a bunch of cubicles and desks and stuff, and there was a lot of Amazon speakers or whatever, you know, the Alexa thing you can talk into or whatever. And I was just having a conversation with my coworker, you know, with some downtime, and, like a couple days later, they moved all the speakers and stuff. It was not necessarily an inappropriate conversation, but there were some things in there that were said that were kind of a little bit off. I wonder if that popped up on their computer the next day or something.
Jason, thanks for the call tonight. I don't know what kind of access the user has to their own Amazon files. Do they let you review your own, recordings, everything that thing has sucked in over however long it's been sitting on your shelf or your coffee table or whatever? I don't know. I've never had one. I don't want one.
I think the most recent thing is they allow you to delete your data from the Amazon.
Like all at once? Delete all my data, or would they let you go through it?
Yeah, except for this copy that we saved over here on this other server that we mentioned in
which,
the fine
print.
Which,
by the way, they have tons of storage.
Other servers.
Amazon sells long-term storage for dirt cheap for, like, next to nothing. Yeah. You could store terabytes of data in there for, like, pennies per month, basically.
AWS service.
Yeah, they've got cold storage, they've got hot storage, and it costs next to nothing. So, yeah, it would be trivial for them to copy all of that data. Let's go to G.I. Mary Jane, calling us from Colorado. G.I. Mary Jane, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hoorah.
How you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
The drug wars. The drug wars are always on my mind.
Yeah, tell me about it.
That's what I'm calling to talk about. I mean, there's one person every 50 seconds getting arrested for nonviolent drug possession. There's a war going on in the street. There's not one person in this country that can say they're ineffective by this.
Well, I have drugs on my mind, so I don't have to think about the drug war as much.
That's right. Exactly. If you're using the right drugs, it doesn't bother you so much. But, I mean, our brothers and sisters are being put in jail. Veterans are being kicked out of their homes. Families are being separated. I mean, I can't tell you how many cases there are in the custody courts where people's medicinal cannabis status is being used against them.
Even there in Colorado, G.I. Mary Jane, we covered recently, the drug war even against cannabis still continues to this day because of people who are growing without government permission slips. They don't have the papers in order, and so they get their doors kicked in and arrested and prosecuted for it still in Colorado.
Although if you're going to mention Colorado, we got to give props to Kevin Matthews and everybody who helped get psilocybin decriminalized
in Denver
County.
Yeah.
If you think of the legalization of cannabis as pulling off this protective layer of the dam, now there's a giant hole in it that we just poked. And then, here I'll say we. I'll take credit as a fellow activist with Kevin, great Army veteran there, who made this happen. Yeah, the sky did not fall in Denver, and psilocybin is decriminalized.
Right, that's amazing.
So keep going.
No, and
what's
next? Cannabis opened up that. There's a war on nature. It's not just drugs. There was just a story where 300 people were arrested and dozens of pharmacies were shut down because they were peddling heroin out of the pharmacies. I mean, these are regular pharmacies, not dispensaries. But the funny thing is they didn't bang down their doors with guns. It was treated completely differently than a cannabis arrest would. And we're talking about heroin. I mean, these people, it was like a knock on the door. Could you please put your hands behind your back? So even the disproportionate way that things are being handled, with the kid's name, Alante McDowell, since he was just tased and choked for being in possession of cannabis. I think he had like 12 grams on him. Little black kid.
And where was this?
5'2" in Illinois, where it's been decriminalized, and he had a little bit over that 10 gram limit.
Oh wow!
And
crazy.
Yeah, he was. You know, there's still an investigation going on, but from what I read a few hours ago, the officer stopped him, an illegal stop, and told him that he said, he pressured him to getting out of the car. It's really what it comes down to with a lot of these cannabis arrests is people don't know their right.
They don't.
Adam, I listened to your audiobook, Freedom, a year or two
Thank
ago
you.
When it came out.
Thank
and, you know, it opened my eyes. I'm the daughter of a Baltimore City police officer. I just moved to Colorado not too
Good
many
move.
Months ago. And,
he
Does was, he
have
was
a
going out. Yeah, well, he's no longer with us, unfortunately.
He
chemotherapy took him out before the cancer could. And he was willing to try cannabis, but in Maryland, the dispensaries weren't open, and he didn't want to. He was an officer, so he didn't want to break any laws, you know.
Oh,
sad.
So
oh, sad story.
You know,
that's the mentality
everybody.
Right to the very end, apparently.
There's a lot of people that have that mentality. you know, a lot of older folks, especially.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't do it because it's, even though it could save my life, I won't do it because it's illegal where I happen to be.
Right. I'm dying, but I don't want to go to jail.
Well, see, that makes me want to look at the bright side of this whole thing. Cops being good at following orders when you say, all right, you're not going to enforce cannabis law anymore. There is no law there for you. And by and large, in states, like, you haven't even had a massive federal pushback. A lot of people, when we started seeing state legalization, were afraid of federal pushback. And there has been, but it's been really insignificant compared to the size of the market. And in terms of cops, you know, these fringe cases where they can go, well, you had 10.1 grams, so we're going to... That's the exception today. Most places that cannabis is quasi-legal, you can own it, smoke it, enjoy it discreetly, and not stress at all.
Hey, G.I. Mary Jane, you want to stay on, maybe talk about what's going on at the federal level? Because this year is a pretty kind of a potentially big year. At least this Congress is a little more friendly towards cannabis, right? Do you want to talk about that?
Absolutely. Yeah, right, absolutely. You've got Legalization Lobby Day coming up. So.
Stand by. G.I. Mary Jane is with us here. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
News music.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, we might have enough time for you. If you jump in now, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, G.I. Mary Jane is not on our Discord server. There's a guy on the Discord who's like begging G.I. Mary Jane, says, please get her to join the Discord. He claims to know you. I don't know what that means, though. So anyway, with you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Adam.
I've not actually, it's my first time hearing about you, G.I. Mary Jane. I love a good cannabis activist, somebody who's against the entire war on drugs. Really happy to hear about that. I'm sure there's some sort of awful incident that brought you into this.
I love you too, Ian.
Do you want to, me too, but do you want to kind of recap briefly, like, you know, what's your story? How did you become a, you know, anti-drug war activist?
It's been affected. Like I said, I don't think there's many people who have not, but some of us worse than others. And my story is a percentage of what a lot of people have been through. But I was affected. I mentioned custody court right then and there. My cannabis use was used against me by, you know, the other parent. And the court went along with it. And, you know, of course, can't say much because, you know, I can face more issues, you know, from that. But essentially, I was sent to rehab for weed, and like,
I am here for weed.
I was told that if I didn't stop using my legal medical cannabis, exactly. Right. That's the whole point. They said, stop using your weed, which again, it was legal in Maryland, and I had not a prescription, but a doctor's note. Stop or we're going to take your kid. And of course, because it's not addictive, I put it up like any scared mother would. And it took me nothing. But then they sent me to, you know, the substance abuse facility. And these people put me on 7 different pills. All of a sudden, my life has turned completely upside down. I'm, you know, catching charges that I've never had any run-in with the law. Like I said, my father was a police officer. And eventually, because of my life being turned upside down, you know, I put my foot down at some point and stopped taking the pills, not knowing that the withdrawal was going to wreak even more havoc on my life. I'm not somebody with a history of prescription pill usage. I've always found my relief in nature, and I've just done my thing quietly. That's what started everything. I got linked up with Maryland Normal a few years back. I started lobbying with them, meeting all the people in the community and helping them come out and tell their story, primarily in Maryland, which is funny because the Maryland medical community is primarily seniors, and it is so beautiful because that's, you know, they're the generation that started this fight, really. And I'm so happy that they're alive to see it come to fruition, but there's still some of them that are in jail serving a life sentence.
Yeah, there's so many people. I mean, there's so many people, not just for a joint, but I mean, I remember reporting, I'm originally from Florida, and back in those days, they were putting people in wheelchairs into prison for 20, 36 year terms for having some sort of pill, you know, some kind of prescription pill without a prescription. And the war on drugs is one of the most insane things. It's definitely the issue that brought me to libertarianism. Let's focus briefly here, because I'm looking at your Twitter page, and it is GI_Mary_Jane. That's your Twitter handle. You're posting some stuff about the federal government. I imagine you're paying close attention. Is there anything that's pretty exciting to you at the federal level? Are all these bills that they're filing just total BS? They're not going to go anywhere.
Well, dissolving the federal government, that's pretty exciting.
I'm excited about that.
I will talk about that later. I can't say that I am against that idea at all. The bills that are on the floor right now, they have been for years, and every year we get more co-signers. I speak of Maryland Normal. That's the only group that I've worked directly with on the federal level. But there's pushback, and there continues to be. But at the end of the day, when you talk to all these politicians off the record, nobody has an issue. And what my biggest issue is all of these bills, none of them see to deschedule cannabis.
And, I thought there was one. I thought I'd heard that there was one that was filed to actually remove it from the schedule entirely.
That's recent. It was the first.
What I'm saying. It was a first.
Yeah.
But that's what needs to happen. There's no protection otherwise. It's unacceptable. Legalization, decriminalization is simply unacceptable. The banks can't function. There can't be any interstate, transfer. Right. It's unacceptable. And we're talking about a plant here, so interstate transfer is really important. If you look at Oregon, they've got too much weed.
The surplus.
Why?
Right.
Because it's not necessarily the market. It's the climate up there is perfect for weed. People are going to grow it there, just like tobacco is primarily grown in Virginia. So they need to open that market up completely.
Yeah, the price would go down dramatically. I mean, we've already seen the price of cannabis drop because of legalization kind of becoming a thing. There's more supply that's manufactured within the United States because of that, and a lot of it leaks out the back door to the black market, which is a good thing. But we're going to see more of it, especially if it's allowed for interstate commerce, where people could sell across state borders, and then you'd start to see prices being pushed down even further. I bet they'd cut in half again.
Point out something about Mary's story here that I think she's kind of selling herself short on is the suffering that you have incurred as a result of your legal situation with separation of the family, with dealing with child custody, with having a spouse or a former spouse use your drug use against you in court. That's horrific. And it speaks to, I think, the bigger issue of family separation, CPS, everything the federal government and state governments especially do with child kidnapping and interfering in relationships. And, this is if you get government married, one of the things you have to expect is that you're inviting government into your marriage, into your relationship.
Right, they're the other party
in
the relationship.
And this is one of the consequences. In a sense, in your story, the drug part is a relatively small aspect of this that's used as leverage, and the state has allowed itself to be weaponized by individuals against other individuals in divorce proceedings is insane. It is sick. It really is stomach churning. I'm a child of divorce myself, and to think that like what you went through with the threat, and I've seen parents go through this, the stress, the guilt, the shame, and you shouldn't feel any of that because you have no reason to, but they will find everything they can to pick apart to take your kids away from you, and your spouse will be encouraged to do so if they can. I would rather go to jail for years than I'm trying to quantify this to sound serious about it, but I'd rather go to jail for 2 or 3 years than go through what my parents went through as a divorce. Wow. To see that, to see what I'm guessing Mary went through here with the spouse using this against her and having to say, I'm not a bad parent because I smoke pot, and having to say that against a gun in your face to take your kids away and have to say that, to move that gun out of your face, that's horrific. And I don't think you should undersell that at all.
It's continuous. I mean, so now it was a tumultuous, abusive relationship to begin with, and now he's able to utilize the courts to continue the abuse. And
so
it hasn't ended. I went to my son's school and brought the entire school cupcakes. I walked in there with 36 cupcakes, and I came out and handcuffed them. Painting him out to be, Pablo Escobar, but I had
that's traumatic for the kids too, and your relationships.
Accusation there that you were trespassing on campus?
They weren't special cupcakes.
Oh no! It was they weren't special cupcakes, and they actually, they were so polite to wait until I got out of the school, and it was a legal stop, and luckily because I know my rights and put my foot down, I was able to get through that, but. I'm a one percenter in that. Most people get.
So hold on, just to be clear, they targeted. Wait. The cops pulled you over as you were leaving the school for what reason?
What was the charge?
There was no charge. He made phone calls and manipulated them into thinking that I was some
your ex
drug lord, I don't know. Well, it was an anonymous call, of course.
Okay.
No,
but in this small town, nobody else knows me or has any reason to.
And was this in Maryland or was this in Colorado? I missed that detail.
This was in Virginia.
So,
I'm dealing with, Virginia is what it is. Virginia is serious social justice.
So it was basically my druggy ex is showing up at my kid's school. Can you go deal with that?
Right.
Wow. Okay.
And
I'm clear now.
Luckily, they pulled over respectful me.
Would have rather had them arrest me in front of the kids.
Yeah.
That way it could have been a lesson for them so they could see how ridiculous the police are.
We shouldn't have to traumatize kids to teach them that lesson.
Well,
we don't have to. And this is another point of optimism here is that these lessons are faster and faster learned.
They're going to learn
that. It's harder to deny the truth of government in the age of the Internet.
Hey, G.I. Mary Jane, I want to say thanks for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. Folks can check you out on your Twitter over at @GI_Mary_Jane. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Adam Kokesh, thank you for joining us here yet again, two nights in a row.
Oh, my pleasure as always.
The best website for you is thefreedomline.com.
All three words, thefreedomline.com.
I imagine you're looking for volunteers for your campaign.
Absolutely. And money, as always.
Of course. Cryptocurrency? Taking crypto?
Absolutely.
What kind of crypto?
BitPay. Well, we can arrange for everything. We do BitPay automatically.
Just reach out.
Yeah.
You'll hook them up.
KokeshForPresident.com.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great night.
Peace and love, y'all.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.